On being a minister. How about that? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California. On being a minister. Well, did you know that you're a minister? Everyone's a minister. Everyone ministers unto themselves and unto everyone that's in their world. You minister unto your own problems. You listen within and you answer yourself and you speak to whatever the circumstances are that disturb you. And so you're ministering unto yourself. You're saying the things to your own self that are important to be said. Now, you say, well, a minister, they have to have an ordination and they have to go to school and they have to prepare themselves so that they can carry on the work of God. Well, if we stop and realize that everything is God, then everything must carry on the work of God, because everything is God. Is there any place where God is not? Is there any place where the divine does not dwell? Well, since it dwells everywhere, and I think we can accept that, it dwells everywhere, then everything must be divine. So everything must be ministering unto itself. Now, how do you minister unto yourself? Well, the first thing that we do is to say, I like me, because certainly a minister should like himself or herself. A minister should like whatever it is. If a minister is a stone, it should say, I like being a stone. What? A minister is a stone? Well, if everything is God, if everything is divine, if everything is this, then everything is a minister too. Well, it's kind of hard for us to think of how a stone would minister, but let's think of just people. That's enough. That is very demanding enough. Now, if you're going to minister unto yourself, you're going to take care of yourself. Now, the first way we take care of ourselves is with our thoughts. Because if we have beautiful, positive, joyous, loving thoughts about ourselves, we are ministering unto our mind and unto our affairs. I am whole and perfect. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. You see, these are ministerial thoughts. These are thoughts where you're ministering unto your own inner being. Now, as you do this, your body responds exactly to what it is that you're ministering unto. When you give a person a loving touch or a hug or a smile, these things have a healing aspect to them. Well, did you ever think of giving it to yourself? Did you ever think of giving yourself a hug, just throwing your arms right around yourself and saying, I love you, to yourself? Oh, boy, try it. Try it right now, and you will feel so good. But get your arms wrapped as far around as you can and snuggle into your own arms and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And, boy, do you feel wonderful. If you have a headache or if you have hurts in any place in your body or you feel uncomfortable anywhere, it just goes away, because it cannot stay when it is your body is being liked, because the unlikeness of your body goes away and the likeness of your body stays. Think about that. That's worth repeating. So the unlikeness goes away and the likeness stays. On being a minister to yourself, it is a matter of speaking words to yourself. Now, if the doctor says to you, you're hungry, that's your tummy that's talking to you, or your body, you go and get something to eat. Now, are you going to eat good things that are beneficial for your body, or are you going to eat things that are going to be harmful for your body? This is a decision you have to make. And it's a decision you make every single day at every single meal you eat. You don't have to eat all the food on your plate. You eat the food that you are delighted to eat, that make you feel good, that make you feel satisfied in eating. And if you don't want certain things, just leave it there or don't put it on your plate in the first place. Of course, I do recommend that we learn to eat virtually all the foods that we have available and not say that some are not so good and some are good. I really believe the way the food is prepared makes us feel some is good and some is not good, because the food is always very wonderful and very good, because it is food that we just know is good for ourselves. Now, you're ministering to yourself as you determine what a prescription you shall take. How about that word, huh? What prescription you shall take in the food that you eat. You're ministering unto yourself when you determine what sort of water you'll drink. Now, your water doesn't have to be absolutely pure and perfect. In fact, as we spoke at one time, the children in Africa were drinking poor water, but that water had enough bacteria in it that it kept them from getting some diseases that they would have gotten if they didn't have that water. And then later, when the water was purified and they were given shots making them immune to those bacteria, the bacteria of the area got to them and virtually killed off all the children. Terrible things. But this is how it happens when we don't listen within. The children were listening within as they were drinking the water that was available to them and conditioning their bodies to live in that environment. Most certainly, we cannot all have water purifiers that are available to our sinks and to our water supply. We drink the water that's available, and we say, this water is good for my body and filled with love. This food is good for my body and filled with love. We say all of these lovely things about whatever we're working with, wherever we are, because sometimes you're in a place where you cannot control the water circumstance. And so you just speak your word, this water is good for my body and filled with love, and then you move on from there. These are things that you're doing as a minister unto yourself. Now, as a minister for others, when you look at your creation, are you looking at them from their beautiful side, or are you looking at them from their developing side or their changeable side? When you and I look at our creation and we say it is good and very good, and then we are pronouncing it beautiful. And that's what a minister does. A minister never judges. A minister has unconditional love for all its creation. Everything that a minister creates, he loves unconditionally. This is what it is all about. This is what you and I can do. Did you ever think you're being a minister? Well, you surely are. These are positive and powerful things that are going to change our life if we let them. And I suggest we really put them to work today. This is Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for exciting information covering your healing desires. When you call 1-888-463-8654, a personal practitioner will greet you on the phone. All of our people here are practitioners, our ministers, and they know how to work with you to accomplish the dreams of your heart right now. So call 1-888-463-8654 and let the miracles begin. On being a minister, you are one, whether you like it or not. I love you. I love you. I love you.